This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
While it's still a few months until Christmas, it's time to start thinking about packing a shoebox. The October school holidays really are the ideal time to take your kid shopping for a child in need. On the line is an Operation Christmas Child supporter who actually received a shoebox as a child. Luda grew up in Soviet Ukraine and she's never forgotten the moment she and her siblings received a gift-filled shoebox. Good morning, Luda.
Good morning.
Thanks for making time to talk to me today. Can you tell us a little bit about your own childhood growing up in the Ukraine?
My childhood was quite good, but it was childhood when we lived in need, because after the collapse of Soviet Union, a lot of people lost a lot of money, savings that they had in the banks, and the whole system, while it was new country again, starting again with a new currency, new government, it was quite a hard time. So my family, we did have some food on the table and a roof over our heads, but it was a struggle to go from day to day, you know, to have necessities. So it was quite a tough time.
Yeah, okay. How common was it to receive a toy or a present when you were a child?
Me and my siblings hardly ever received presents as of presents that we think of them these days. Usually we got some homemade stuff. Like even for Christmas, we'll get homemade biscuits under the Christmas tree.
Homemade biscuits, yeah, things like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So to receive a shoebox that was filled with lots of goodies and things that I've never seen before. Some of them I've heard of, seen on the TV ads, like tricolor toothpaste, but I've never seen it. I've never used it. You know, so it's quite an amazing thing when you think it's like $1 or $1.50, you know, but for me it was amazing. Mm. I even remember tasting it because it was tasting so good, you know, just licking it.
So, Luda, tell us more about getting that first shoebox. Give us a picture of your memory of that experience.
So I was about 13 years old, and the local church spread the word in the community before Christmas that there is some presents up for grabs in the church. But since I was already in the church with the family, we were going every Sunday anyway. So on the Sunday that was advertised, all kids and teens were invited to the front, and we sat down, and the pastor spoke and said about the gift of Christmas and the blessing, things like that. And then the youth came out, started coming out and handing the shoeboxes to everybody. And it looked like, I know that it's a shoebox, but it looked like a just nicely wrapped Christmas box. Mm. And at first we didn't know what to do with it. And then we were told that it's yours. Open up, enjoy what's inside. And we started opening it up. And I remember I've opened my shoebox and there were so many things. I didn't know what to go for first. There were lollies, there were some clothes, there were toys. There were some toys I didn't know how to use. So it was incredible. I couldn't put my head around what I had in front of you, and that it was mine. No one's going to take it away, and it was mine. I didn't have to share it with
Luda
anybody.
It's really interesting to hear you say that, because I've been on a shoebox delivery in Papua New Guinea, and you know how you said you didn't know what to do with it, and at first you couldn't really believe it was for you. I saw that reaction. I saw these kids, how cautiously they held onto their box. It didn't even occur to them to open it, because I think they couldn't believe it was actually for them and that they were allowed to keep it.
Well, when you don't have those things, you treasure everything. Mm. You treasure every little thing and you take a great care of it. So, yeah, it was like a box of wonders. You open up, there are so many things to look at. They're bright, they're colorful, pencils, textures, you know, coloring books. There was also a letter and a picture from the couple that sent the shoebox. So it was quite interesting. It was interesting to look at. It was amazing to know that it's mine and I get to keep it. And just knowing that I can use those things, not just see them on the TV.
Yeah. Luda, what did it mean to you to receive a gift at that time in your life?
It was a great blessing, because it taught me that there are other people that, not knowing me, are ready to bless me with something like that, bless me with that present. And it taught me to give. It doesn't matter who you give to, whether you know a person or not, you see them or not, if you can, just give.
If you could meet the people who sent it to you, what would you want to say to them?
I would say thank you to them, and I will tell them that I their gift keeps on giving, because now I'm doing it for years now, and I'm teaching my daughter to do the same. And I even have the jewelry set, the bracelet and earrings that I kept. It's nearly, 19 years old, but I show it to my daughter and I tell her that one day when I was poor and I had nothing, there was this beautiful couple that blessed me with this gift. It's like a reminder and a legacy that I keep in the family, just to remind my family that if we have an opportunity, we should do it, because it might be a great blessing to others, to other person, and that person can grow up to start doing the same thing and blessing others.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like you're very passionate about this ministry, Luda.
Yeah, I am. I am, because I've seen even in my church, there are people, because I was already in a church, but there were people from local community who came just for the event and to receive the shoeboxes. There were families that stayed in the church. So it's not just a blessing and a gift for the kids in need. It's also a great way to spread the gospel and to just share the love of Jesus and invite families to come to Christ.
Mm.
It's a great gospel point as well.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, Luda. It's wonderful to hear your passion and that you, as you said, to this day, continuing to pass that gift on to others. So thank you so much for sharing that with us.
That was my pleasure. And I hope people get on board and start packing shoeboxes.
Yeah, that's Luda. She received a shoebox as a child. She's now very passionate about supporting Operation Christmas Child. Thanks, Luda.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.